Any questions, Mr. Clerk? I just for information, may you bring it back as final, would you bring us a copy of the approval by the Middlesex Beach?
We will.
Our next item is Community Bank of Delaware preliminary commercial site plan on Route 1.
Okay, site plan for a one-story, 1,800 square foot bank located on 0.67 acres. Site is in commercial. It's across the service road that's adjacent to Route 1 at the entrance to Rehoboth. Building setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. Nine parking spaces are required and 22 have been provided. There's five spaces within the 60-foot front yard setback that are subject to site plan review. 20-foot landscape buffer is provided along the front of the site. The county will provide central sewer. City of Rehoboth will provide central water. There aren't any wetlands on the site, and it's not located in the flood zone. If you grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
So if we were to approve this, we'd have to address the issue of the front yard setback on those parking spots, is that correct?
Parking it would be subject to site plan review, yeah.
How many spaces were required?
Nine.
I had 22.
And in essence, the backside of the property is fronting on Route 1, is that how I see it, or?
No, it's on that
Service road, that's the front part. The entrance is on the service road, right?
Yeah, and the back doesn't front on anything.
Okay.
That's the service road by the car wash. Yeah, by the car wash. Near the car wash. Couldn't remember what the service road number was. What's that taking place of longer?
I think there's like a U-Haul place there or something.
A U-Haul place and NASCAR shop or something. It's a little NASCAR shop. It's past that, yeah.
Okay, I was confusing this with the one that's closer to your office.
That's close to Ames.
Yeah, this is the closer one to Ames.
That's what I thought too, it's a different one.
This is a different.
They come back.
And the parking basically is within the front yard setback of the service road, not?
I think there's one parcel. Yeah, I think this is the U-Haul place.
It's right around there, I think.
Next place is where the NASCAR shop is, and then the Ames site's the next parcel, where that line breaks. The Hoptiana's property or whatever the name is. I can't even say. It's where the U-Haul place is.
So the five spaces will be subject to the final site plan review, is that what we're saying? The ones that are in the front yard?
Parking in the front yard setback is subject to site plan review.
The other alternative would be that they've got extra spaces, you could just make them to eliminate the spaces in the setback. So they've got, they need nine, they got 22.
They are the handicap.
But I'm usually the one that has the heartburn about the front yard setback, but if, given the commercial area and what's developed in the other areas, I don't know if, is that really an issue, that a burning issue for, you know?
They're maintaining a 20-foot buffer out front.
Right.
They are maintaining it.
Right.
And like I said, the service road, travel, main travel area.
Right.
And you'd have to get in there.
All right, problem now.
Might be worth.
So is it appropriate to waive the front yard setback for that five parking spots?
As presented, not, don't lose your buffer.
Right.
The handicap spaces are.
by the building, they're on the other.
I think the building inspector would probably comment about that, but yeah, they gotta be close to the entrance.
That's what I didn't like about it.
Accessibility code would govern that.
The designer is here if you wanna ask about that.
Sure.
Ms. Nichols, would you be so kind as to join us up here? Tell us who you are and what you do.
Good afternoon, my name's Jessica Nichols, I'm a professional engineer at Meridian Architects and Engineering.
The question has been brought up, is there some reason why the handicap spaces are located out toward the road instead of immediately adjacent to the building?
Only at the request of the client that we move them out there, but they can certainly be up against the building. I don't know why they specifically, I had them up at the building, they requested that we move them away, I don't know if it's.
I can guess why, but I'm.
I know more than I do.
Guess why, but it's not up to us to guess, just an observation, I don't even know if it's within our.
I'm not sure that it.
Purview to ask you.
Well, there is an architectural code adopted by the county that governs location of handicap space.
More building permit issue.
Whatever the code requires.
I'm not sure what the building code is, so.
Okay, all right, it's beyond our scope.
So they'll have to meet that architectural code anyway?
That's between them and the building department, yeah.
Okay.
So it's just, we're just concerned with what we have in front of us. Thank you.
Other concerns about the site plan as presented? From my fellow commissioners, before I make my motion.
I don't have a problem with these parking spaces being in that setback, seeing as how it's off this service road.
You can note that the parking spaces for handicap are subject to the architectural accessibility code anyway.
Okay.
They have to comply with all codes.
Yeah, just put it, they had to comply with all codes, that'll work.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Community Bank of Delaware preliminary commercial site plan on Route 1, which really appears to be on County Road 15A. My motion is for preliminary approval, and that we grant the front yard setback for the five parking spaces as presented on the preliminary plan, with a notation that they are to comply with the architectural requirements concerning the handicap parking.
Second.
And that the final approval could be subject to the agency, to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
So moved and seconded to approve the preliminary commercial site plan on Route 1 for Community Bank of Delaware. Also granting the waiver for the parking spaces in the setback, and what was the other thing?
That they comply with architectural requirements for architectural accessibility, handicap accessibility.
And that they require with the architectural requirements for handicap accessibility, and that the final approval may be by the staff, subject to receipt of all permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.